for local work. That's good. And BDC is not a local firm by any stretch. It's listed on the London Stock Exchange. It's British, you know. Currer belongs to, I think it's a German company. So we're not getting a guaranteed local hire out of this thing. And in some cases, I mean, nobody's going to bring people in from Texas to work on our schools other than supervisory, because you've got to feed them in a house. And you can't be competitive at any pay prevailing wage. So you're going to get relatively local where it's available anyway. A lot of the arguments for it and against it, those will never be satisfied, because they're probably project specific, and I can hold this one up and say C, and he can hold that one up and say yeah, but. So let's try and tailor something that works for us and that uses the very little money that you guys have left in coming down the pipe, that, well, pun intended, that is going to do the best for all of us. And I mean, that's what I say. Let's mature. Let's see what it becomes. And, you know, you give labor everything they want, and you don't say no to them, because they're part of the community as well.
Ms. Hall, did you have something else to add? Okay, well, I'll go ahead and... Oh, I'm sorry, Kevin. Go ahead.
That's okay, Frank. It's getting late. The only thing I wanted to say is, and I'm going to quote this lady over here, we're just giving them permission to look into it. And that's the bottom line. Like my partner said over here, we're not saying it's set in cement. We're gonna look at it, but I apologize to you guys, because we should have let you know that was going to happen. And I don't know why we didn't, but the problem, I think, is that a lot of people have a bad attitude about it, and some people have a good attitude about it. So we're just trying to see what's best for the district. And like Mr. O'Neill said, well, maybe we can do that. Maybe we can set it up. I mean, there's no language that says we have to do it this specific way. So if we don't like the way things go, we don't have to do it. And that's the bottom line. But I think, you know, we need to hire local people. I think there's a lot of people, like Paula said, a lot of people come up to me and say, thank you, you know, my son works for blah, blah, or whatever. And so I understand that, you know, it's a need for local people to get work, and it's going to be prevailing wage, either way, whether you union or non-union. So cost effective, you know, it's going to be pretty similar and as far as the workers are concerned. But I think we just need to look at it and check it all out and go through, and we'll use your ideas and what information you have, and then we'll make decisions based on it. And we know that you guys have a lot more experience than us. And so I always listen, especially Mr. Nurkovich, I like to read his reports and stuff like that. So anyways, just be patient, bear with us. We're not excluding you, we're not excluding the public. We're just trying to change things so that we don't have the white envelope being passed to the construction guy and things that have happened in the past. To get rid of that, just be upfront and transparent as we can. Thank you.
Yes, you can talk.
Sorry. Okay. Yeah, because the one thing when I stated about feeling threatened, I really didn't mean I personally was feeling threatened. It's when statements are made by your committee, which is important, that support won't be there if you want to go forward, and what's going to happen if things don't go the way you think they should go. That's kind of a threatening position to say, you know, so that's what I'm talking about. We all have to support the decisions that are made in order to get moving forward, and to make sure that the public is understanding that we are doing the right things. That So that's where your role is important, and I would expect and appreciate that you continue to provide that information. But don't, I would really hope that you don't use that kind of statement over and over again, that the taxpayers aren't going to like support it, or they're going to be looking at it like there's all the wrong things going on. All those statements are very much damaging to the mission we are trying to all accomplish, which is to get the bonds funded, to do the right thing, to make the right decisions, prioritize, plan, and get the jobs done. And I just want to make sure that that's understood. What happened at the meeting when we voted on the PLA resolution was there was a lot of people there that were very angry and very demonstrative, and that was different from what I was saying before about that was talked about the threatening or feeling like it's a threat. You know, I would hope that if we don't come to that, that you guys will always be appreciative that what we're doing is trying to move the district forward and utilize the funding correctly. And then it's all.
Yes, sir.